Tim, I'm an alcoholic. First, I want to thank Mark for asking me to speak. Actually, it's kind of funny. He came up to me about 20 minutes ago, and right off the bat, I told him I had already spoken here. That's not true. And like, he said, well, I'll go try and find someone else, but if I can't find someone else, can you speak anyways? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then, like, I saw him heading over, and I just felt guilty at that point, so I had to kind of come clean about it. But yeah, I'm Tim. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is September 10th, 2011, so I'll be picking up 2 years in a few days now. Yeah. I have a sponsor, and I sponsor others. First off, I don't like speaking. I kind of feel like you have to say that when you come up here. And I mean, especially like 15 minutes, like I'd much rather speak an hour when I do speak because I know what to say. Like 15 minutes, I gotta kind of pick and choose, so I'll try my best. I grew up, I was born December 7th, 1991. I grew up in Buffalo, New York. Very nice, like upper middle class family. My stepmom, My real mom, when I was born, she was at the time the assistant U.S. Attorney General of New York State, and my dad was the deputy chief investigator of the Buffalo Police Department. So there's a lot of law enforcement in my family. my childhood, was very normal, nothing really out of the ordinary. Played sports all year long, baseball, soccer, hockey at that time. I have two younger brothers, Pat and Dan, both of them are like 11 months apart. Pat, the older one, he's like 2.5 years younger than me. I just spent like the first like 9 years of my life there. Everything was pretty normal. The governor of New York at the time, in late 1999, early 2000, lost the election, and both my parents lost their jobs, so we ended up moving down here to Florida. One of those reasons, my dad actually had a job offer down here, and my mom, what she did, she actually stopped practicing law because she wanted to spend more time with me and my two brothers. So she ended up getting a job at, I think it was the Manatee Technical Institute, teaching English to foreigners coming into the country and stuff like that. So she did that, so she was like on the same schedule as us, so she was able to spend plenty of time. Not a whole lot changed. Basically did all the same stuff, went to school, played sports, everything. A couple years down the road, like we moved here in late 1999, in 2005, soon after we moved down, mid 2001, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. It wasn't too serious at first. She ended up going through a couple cycles of chemotherapy and everything, and she fought it for about a year and a half or so, and it ended up going into remission and everything, and everything was fine. And like at that time, I was still really young. I was only like 9, 10 years old, so I wasn't really kind of like aware of the kind of gravity of the situation. Life basically just kind of went on as normal, really. After that, basically the same thing. I was in middle school at this point. Grades were good. I've always been kind of like the academic one in the family. Junior honor society, 3.8 to 4.0 grade point average, all that. That was pretty much it. Late 2004, the cancer came back. This time, it came back with much greater. Came back a lot stronger. Ended up kind of moving into her liver and her brain. January 15th, 2005, she passed away of breast cancer. And I mean, when it came back, that's kind of when everything really kind of started to come into focus, like how the how serious like that disease is. And I mean, I'm not really sharing this just to kind of show that that's how I became an alcoholic. I know that's not necessarily what I believe, but that was just a huge event in my life, and that kind of paved the way for what happened in the years following. And at that time, my dad, he definitely took the brunt of it. He had been married to my mom for 25 years, and he had a really hard time handling it. Probably the first 5 months after that, everything was, still pretty good. There was a lot of family, a lot of friends helping out. A lot of the friends of my mom, probably for at least 5 months, almost every single night of the week, different families would pitch in and make dinner and stuff and send it over to our house and just kind of help out in that way. All of my mom's extended family was there all the time. So, everything was good at that point. But once the family kind of started to go away, that's really when, my dad really kind of started to express exactly what was going on with him. He had a really short temper. He was really stressed out. At that time, my mom was the only really, college-educated person. My dad was actually from Dublin, Ireland, and he moved down here. He moved to the States when he was about 12 or 13. And right when he was 16, he actually started work, and he actually went to a police academy at 16, became a law enforcement officer at 18, and he's still doing that to this day. It's been 40 years. No real formal education, and basically at that point, me being 13, I think 7th grade, my education and my little brother's education kind of fell onto my shoulders. It was stressful. My mom's death and everything didn't really affect my education all that much. I was able to get through it pretty well. But just trying to have to carry my brothers on my back really made me have to kind of mature that much faster. I basically had to be the surrogate parent for my younger brothers. I was 13 at the time, so later on down the road, I get out of middle school, go to high school, everything's fine, and I based on a lot of the stories I've heard, I'm kind of a late bloomer. I started drinking when I was 16. It was just random. I didn't drink because I was just really sick of the way I felt or just felt bad about my mom or anything. It wasn't at that point. This was 4 years later almost, and I already had really had time to kind of cope and deal with it. It just kind of happened. Me and my friends decided to go check out a party his older sister was throwing. We were sophomores at the time. His sister was a senior, and we ended up drinking that night. That wasn't the first time I drank. No, the first time I drank was actually, what was it? It was actually my dad ended up getting remarried in 2008. And, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, that was the first night I drank. still kind of going what I said before. It wasn't the whole mom thing that really made me start drinking or anything. The stepmom thing, yeah, kind of. That was really it. It was me, my cousin, and a couple friends. We were at my house, and we ended up just kind of raiding the liquor cabinet. I can definitely relate to what the big book shares about milk, because that's what I mixed it with, pretty much. I was chasing it with milk. which is even worse. I had no idea you are capable of mixing rum with Coke at the time. And everything started off slow. I definitely got drunk. I blacked out that night. I don't recall ever doing anything stupid. I just kind of woke up next to the toilet the next morning feeling like crap. Partying kind of became a regular thing. But the thing for me was, everything kind of quickly escalated from there. Like, probably within a week of that time, I started smoking pot. Then pot became a regular thing because it was just more readily available. After a little while, my dad started to kind of notice liquor getting missing and stuff, so he started putting locks on the liquor cabinet. For me, drugs are a big part of my story. I'd say, I drank a week later, started smoking pot. Within 6 months, I was already into pills, mostly opiates and stuff like that. It was just, the effect that all that produced. And, even to this day, I still have a hard time kind of describing how it feels whenever I put a drink or drug inside my system. And to me, that's what makes me an alcoholic. I like the effect produced by alcohol. Basically, everything went downhill from there. My senior year of high school was basically a crapshoot. I went from 3.8, 3.9 grade point average, honor society junior year, I still had a good grade point average through my senior year, but instead of taking all honors and AP classes, I was in the boom boom math class. I had 4 periods of shop class, and one thing I forgot to mention earlier, in middle school, I started picking up the violin, and I still play today a little bit, and it's been about 8 years, but junior year into senior year, I just totally threw that away, and. Then kind of going into the whole college area, by this time, my dad had already caught on to me stealing money and everything. So he actually brought me to a family therapist to try and get to the bottom of it. And I actually came clean about the drug use and drinking and stuff. And needless to say, that was late 2009, I think. I haven't been sober 4 years, so that didn't go well. I ended up going to college. I had the option of going just to State College of Florida, which was just kind of the community college in Bradenton. But I ended up going to USF. I tried the whole geographical thing, but with Tampa only being an hour, if that, away from Bradenton, I can still just hop on the highway and get whatever I want back home if I can't find it there or whatever. And there's a lot of drinking in college, so you just can't get away from that no matter where you go. But basically, the way my college year went was basically partying on weekends and basically just, detoxing myself during the week. That was really it. I'd isolate away from everyone, stay in my dorm all day. I should probably notice that. But the first semester, the fall semester, I went to class for about 4 weeks, stopped going, and basically found out I can withdraw classes and get money back for the classes and basically use my scholarship money that way. The second semester, I think I went to a total of maybe 3 classes and decided to not go anymore. Basically, that's where it got me. I was just in the dorm sick all the time, not going to classes. And my dad definitely knew this. He would see my grades and stuff. And when I'd come home, he'd just see me. I'm already skinny now, but take another 20 pounds off, and that's basically what I look like. He was fed up. I came home one weekend. My brother was a I was driving my brother around, and my brother actually found a needle inside my car, and that's really what ultimately got me to get sober. Like, my dad put me in a rehab center over in North Tampa. And so I ended up going through that, went through 3 months of day treatment and everything, started to go to the halfway house. And, like, I just wasn't really fully convinced I was alcoholic. I liked what I saw here and everything. I just wasn't really willing or didn't believe, like, I had to stop everything, really. Like, I thought I could still smoke pot inside and whatnot. So I ended up going back out. And that right there fully convinced me that I am an alcoholic. Because the second I took that first drink, and it was a drink, the next day, like, I went right back to doing drugs and drinking and all that other stuff. And, I just could not control it. I mean, had I not been in that treatment center, I know I'd still be out today. Because, like, my entire past shows me I can't ask for help unless I'm backed up against the wall. So the 2 weeks I was out really showed me that I just cannot stop on my own. Once I was forced back, I did another month of day treatment and went back into the halfway house portion of the treatment program, stayed there for about 4 months, and I had the same sponsor I had before that. Really, that was just a turning point for me. Like, for me, that relapse was necessary for me to get this. Because, like, one of my biggest flaws was not being able to admit to myself that I'm an alcoholic, just not being completely honest. Like, I could tell you, all you guys, that, yes, I'm an alcoholic, but if I don't believe in myself, it doesn't matter. As for the rest of sobriety, like, I mean, my life is nowhere near what, like, I expected it to be, but, I mean, it's so much better than I expected it to be, really. I've always been kind of the more reclusive, kind of silent types, and, like, I just recently got a job as a sales associate where I have to talk to people and, I mean, I guess you could say kind of con people into buying better products, but, so I guess that part worked out a little bit. But one of the big things for me was just responsibility. Like, my very first job that I got in sobriety, like, I held that job for almost 2 years, and that's just totally unheard of for me. Like, all my previous job experience was, like, 3 months here. And, I don't know, like, sobriety has just taught me how to be, like, a real responsible human being. And Nikki's kind of yelling at me, so I'm going to go. Thank you.